קוצי, המין טוטונת ברבי ישמואל, so even טוטונת ברבי ישמואל could say something like hope. In other words, true, that only a beged of tzemer or a beged of pishtim is chayv b'titzes. But we could say that if the beged is of tzemer, so then you put in the titzes and the tchiles of tzemer. If the beged is of pishtim, then you put in the lovon of pishtim, but tchiles that is of tzemer are not. So gamash. What did you get over? Kono fin kono va kama khmon. Over the tzemel tzemel pish le pish. Vi khavit the tzemel tzemel at save. You have to dye it blue, the trailers. Avol tzemel pish ti u pish ti tzemel oi. Because klayim is not muta. Kas va khmon tzemel pish ti, da fun tzemel pish ti mu pish ti. U afil pish ti mitza. Sad dai ta khamine istrich tzemel pish ta kal dorish tam le mishmoy min kon mishamini. Salga de Hamil Gabitali shall tell a pishtim Dorish, did you get Rove? So, truth, Tonin Rabbi Shmuel doesn't darshan completely like Rove, that every beggar should be chayim tzitzes. But to a certain extent, he could explain it like Rove. Did you get Rove the Dorish tzitzes min kono? In other words, in respect to Tzemer or Pishtim Gufe, he could apply Rove's din. Vachom Rachmone, Mashu and Roshe, Dismuchim, Limisha Chayim Tzitzes. Alright, so then the Gemara says, Teinach litonet Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, so Daisa litzema lepisht, because Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, there is a special aloch, a binyanav that we learn out from the goy. So there the Torah says, Beget tzemel we beget pisht, so we learn out a binyanav. In Kolatere Kule, wherever the Torah mentions Beged, it has reference to Tzemer or Pishtim and not to any other blood. So, in Mele, we can learn out this Droshe. Teinach, the Tanit of Rabbi Shmuel, the Isolate Tzemer or Pishtim, because the Torah didn't even have to say Tzemer or Pishtim. But I would know anyway, because of the Binyanav from the Goy. El Rabbonon, the Leslie called God in Tzemer u'Pishtim. But the Rabbonon of Tonim Rabbi Shmuel, they are chelik and Tonim Rabbi Shmuel's din. And according to them, so Stam Beged can have reference to any Beged. As a matter of fact, there is a machlikes Rambam derived, how do we pass for the Gabi Tzitzis? Now the Rambam passes like Tonim Rabbi Shmuel, that Midraise only Tzemer, a Beged shall Tzemer and a Beged shall Pishtim is Chayim Tzitzis. But any other Beged, is not chayev mitzitzes, only the Rabbonon, let's say cotton. Cotton talis cotton is only chayev according to Psak HaRambam, only the Rabbonon, and the Mechabas Psak is also like that. The Raived is chelik, because the Rambam passes like Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, but the Raived is chelik, and he passes like the Rabbonon of Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, that every beget is chayev mitzitzes, is chayev mitzitzes raise. There are more passes also that like the Raived, that not like Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, like the Rabbonon, that every beged is chayv mitzitzes. So teinach li Tonet Rabbi Shmuel, da'is li tzemer u'pishtim, Rabbonon less like about tzemer u'pishtim. Vot tzemer u'pishtim l'miyater. So it's not miyuter. So mino leido se ese videiche leisese. Vidoche leisese. Vidoche leisese. So the Gemara says, naftalom reish. So according to Rabbonon of Rabbi Shmuel, so we learn how the Aloha Fesedich Leitzes from Reish, because in the parasha of Mitzayre, Vigilach Eskol Reish, Veskone, Vigilach Esare, Es Reish, Veskone. So the Torah says already, Vigilach Eskol Sare. So that covers everything. Why does the Torah have to spell out Reish after mentioning Eskol Sare? Vigilach es kol sare, es reiche, ima tomod lima, so it's me yuter. Bim tzeir ek sivigalach es kol sare, ha reiche bechlau, lom lich siv reiche, siv reiche, vifi shenem ala sarki, vupas reiche. Shime yam yach mi tzeir ek, that a mi tzeir. True, there is a mitzvah sase of Giluach, but he has to, so the mi tzeir. Even though there is a mitzvah sase of Giluach, so he has to, So I would say, but he cannot cut off the Pesach Rosh because he'll be able to laugh. Talmud Leima Reishe. So from that, because over at Tanakov is for Reish Ma'akofe, because if Akov is our Reish, Loish Ma'akofe, so then it follows that when is one Eivir, the love of Zaki Upas Reishchev, when he cuts off the Pesach Reish, only if he doesn't cut off all the hair of the head. So just the Pesach Reish, but if he cuts off all the hair of the head, and together with that, he cuts off the Pesach Reish, he's not even able to laugh. Now a Mitzera has to Migalach all the hair, so he doesn't involve any violation of the love of Zakir Pas Reishchem. But, because of HaTana comes for Reish Moakom, so even though he cuts off all the hair together with the Pesach Reish, it still involves a violation of the love of Zakir Pas Reishchem. So, and the Torah says that he's Mechuyev to be Migalach. So it's a Raya that is is the Yechelis. So Gemara says, "Ikel mifram alav da kovish shechlav shishavchem." Reish talmud lei, ma talmud lei, ma mitzirik tzigal ekul tzora reish bechlav un bechsev reish. Vikisom ha ratane di yitzrich lei. Reish elit chislav lei zakif da kovish kol reish moakom. Vele amrino hon pi askos of rachmone. So in case where he cuts off the whole, all the hair of the reish, so he's not able. Hilkach. Ilav. Now here, Rashi, is marich, unusually marich. Hilkach, ilav di robe kro, hava mina loyleik. Alme, ashminon kro, di ose ese vidoche leisese, umi hoche nafke. Hilkach, itz tricho leo, li meisach erbo li yiv, di loyteime, ose ese di yiv, vidoche lav da chesish. So all of a sudden, Rashi became a bit marich here. Now, the Gemara has the kashe. The Gemara is the kashe that Gimel on the base. The Gemara is the kashe. Time with Amrino no says with the Holy Spirit. Aim with Amrino no says with the Holy Spirit. Lois is a great. Lois is a shame because it's midoch. We saw Lois is a great in all of the toche. Dichtig we see what shatness. So the Gemara is a terrace. We see what shatness. It doesn't. And then the whole Chakovitari. And then the Gemara finally said that we learn how to say the Holy Spirit from Plain Mitzvah. Then the Gemara asked, that's all right, according to Tanakh Shmuel, but how about Rabbanon? So now the Gemara is looking for a posik according to Rabbanon of Tanakh Shmuel. The test is the Echelis. So when Monefshach, if Rashi wanted to explain this Gemara, because after all, this whole Gemara is mentioned in response to the Gemara's Kashi, why does the Torah have to mention a special Zerzakosu? That a chesisho is not misyavemes, even without a special zesakosov, she could not be misyavemes because in ese deich eleisese sheyesh bekoris. And then the Gemara says, and even if and how do we know that ese is deich eleisese greide? But here it's more than leisese greide. Here by even it's leisese sheyesh bekoris. So the Gemara said, we learn out l'chol apoches leisese greide from Tlaimitzis. So Rashi should have said. There too, Alme Ashminon, when the Gemara mentions, Dirsiv, Loisil Bashatis, Dun Tasaloch, Romar Blair Smuch Matir Menayim, Shinra Smuch Mlad Leila Masuim, Bemis Yeshia, so the Gemara should have said over there what Rashi says here. Alme. Hilkach. Alme Ashminon Krodos, Esse, Vidurkhalis, Esse. ומוח נפקה הילקח יצטרך הולאו למייסה ערבו ליבם ולא יתאי מאוס עשר ליבם ודוח אליו דחי סישו How is it that over there Rashi was quiet, was silent? He didn't say that. Only in respect to the Alfuse from Reishe, which in the Maskona of the Gemara doesn't remain. Because the Maskona of the Gemara is that we cannot learn out Esed Yichalese say from Reishe. We cannot learn out. So the Maskon of the Gemara is that even according to the Rabbonon of Tanakh Rabbi Shmuel, so we have to learn out the Aloha Vizadich Elise Sefam Klai Mitzitzas. So this is only the Havamin of the Gemara. So in regard to the Havamin of the Gemara, which doesn't remain the Maskon, Rashi is so elaborate. I mean, and he tries to explain. Al mashvinum chodo ose ese v'tocho leitzise. Umoche nafke. Hilkach itzricho leole meisare alo leibim. Vloitei mo ose ese leibim v'tocho labach ese isho. Why didn't he say the same thing in regard to prime mitzvah, yalfus of prime mitzvah, and the yalfus of prime mitzvah remains in the maskone, whereas the yalfus of reishe does not remain in the maskone here. Does not remain. Teisa said that according to Oman Doma, in Nozir, so Esed Echaleisa said, I'll leave the maskone. He's learned out, he's deduced from reishe. Alright, but now Gemore, so Esed Echaleisa said, according to maskone, he's not deduced from Reishe, but it's deduced from Prime Mitzitzes. So it would have been more logical for Rashi to say all that in regard to the Alfuse from Prime Mitzitzes. So in regard to the Alfuse from Prime Mitzitzes, he doesn't say it, but he says it only in connection with the Alfuse from Reishe, which does not remain Maskoni. So it seems that Rashi held that in regard to the Alfuse from Prime Mitzitzes, we couldn't say it. But only in regard to this Alfuse. Only in regard to this Alfuse. Now, they are some Rishenim, the Chinuch and the Rashba, who say that the mitzvah of Yivam, the Yivam or Yovi or Leo, applies only to the men, to the Yovi, not to the Yivam. The Yivomi is not mechuyeves to be misya bemes. It's only a chiyuv incumbent upon the men, not upon the woman. I mean, the Rishenim are chilek on it, that the mitzvah is upon both the man and the woman. But the shite of the chinuch and the Rashbo is that the mitzvah of Yivam is only incumbent upon the Yivam, not upon the Yivam. Now, if we had said, of course the maskona of the Gemara is that Eina said the Echel is a suggestion. So maybe even without the posik of Aleo, I wouldn't say that Achis Isha should be Misya Benes. But if the Halacha had been, as the Gemara thought, in the Halamim, that without the Gzeras HaKosov of Aleo, then the Ese of Yivam would be the Echel the Leisis of Achis Isha. Why? Because of a certain principle that Esedei Chaleisa say Sheyech Vakoras. So the question is, but how could we say? The Gemara says here, the Gemara is the Kasha, Eimer Adam Rino, Ose Esed Doch Chaleisa say Leisa say Kreide, Leisa say Sheyech Vakoras Midoche. But the implication here in the Gemara is that if there had been a general principle that an essay is Deich Chaleisa say Sheyech Vakoras, then we could understand this to why an Achis Isha would be Misya Bemes if not for the Gzeras HaKosov of Aleo. The only thing that bothered the Gemara was the fact that where is the Gemara didn't know of any Moke, of any such general principle that Nesi Deich Leisi Bekores. But if we could find a posik which tells us that an essay is Deich Leisi Bekores, so then an Achis Isha could be Misya Bemes, because the essay of Yivam would be the Echadala of official Achis L'Sikha L'Israel, like Alice Abbas. So, we would say that the essay is the Echadala Yisrael. But the question arises, even if an essay would be the Echadala Yisrael records, and even if there hadn't been exercise across the Vavaleo, how could the essay of Yivam be the Echadala Yisrael of Achis Isho? After all, the Yisrael of Achis Isho is incumbent upon both the Yovim and the Yivam, that's in all B.S. Asuras. So the same is said that the man is Eveya, so the woman is Eveya. So Mashayim Kim, the Ese, is only Shayach Ligabe the Yovim, not Ligabe Yivam. So there is no Kim Ese that could be Deich Edeleis say that the Yivam is Eveya. So we have to say that if the Aloha had been that essay is Deich Eleisis Sheyesh Bekores, then the aloha would be that an essay of one is Deich even the Eleisis of the other person who is necessarily involved in that mice. As for example, Eve. We would have to say that. So Mimele Rashi But that is only if we said that Esa is the Yichel is a Shishesh Bekoros. That Esa is the Yichel is a Bekoros. Now, but the truth is that Ein Esa the Yichel is a Shishesh Bekoros. Ein Esa the Yichel is a Shishesh Bekoros. So, Mimele, Rashi says as follows. According to the Havamin of the Gemara, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that we learn out a general principle that Esa is the Yichel is a Shishesh. That Esa is the Yichel is a Shishesh. Even Elisa say that according to Halam the Gemara the Tessa is Deichel, the Daloche the Tessa is Deichel Elisa say. So is deduced from Reishe some Mimele, and the Havamina would be that the same thing applies to Elisa Shishesh Bekoros too. So that would be Mokeya. Maybe Mokeya for Itchiye, even in a case where the woman is not Iveres. Is not mechuyev in the essay. Where the woman who is iveres the love, she is not mechuyev in the essay. So the mokia would be this zerasakosu for Freshe itself, because we have the same question we have in regard to Reishi. Now, what does the Torah say? The Torah says shemeyanif mitzira kein talmud leim areish. So that means that the mitzira is allowed to be migaliach the pasareish. Now, who has to do the Maisi Geluach and the Mitzera? Ikeyan has to do the Maisi Geluach and the Mitzera. So, this is the Aloha. Now, the question is, how can we say that Esedei Chaleise se, who is Mikayim the Ese? Not the Ikeyan. Who is Mikayim the Ese? Whose Ese is it? Is the essay of the Mitzera. The aloha is in the Hechsher of the Geluach that it has to be done by Ikea.
Does anyone have a Rambam of Tumes Ras? No? Alright, it's not necessary. The Rambam mentions it. No one has it? Yes, okay, thank you.
The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Toras, Perek Yudalet, Haloche Hei, says as follows. Shchitas HaTziper, a Mitzere. So he has to bring two Tzipere. V'atiklachas, V'azoye B'yei, U'shoko Maiso, only these three things. Shchitas HaTziper, Tiklachas, Azoye. That has to be B'yei. U'shoko Maiso, Ben B'yei, Ben B'layel. Eilu ba'anoshi. These three asiyas, shchitas atziper, tiklachas va'azoye, is ba'anoshi. Ushokol ma'asov, bein ba'anoshim, bein b'anoshi. Eilu b'keyani. These three asiyas, shchitas atziper, tiklachas, and azoye, have to be realized by keyani. Ushokol ma'asov, bein b'keyani, bein b'yisrael. So, but tiklachas has to be done by keyani. Has to be done by Kehanim. Who is Mikhail? Who is Mechuyev in Tiklachas? The Kehan is Mechuyev in Tiklachas. Is there a Chiyuv and a Kehan? Is there a Chiyuv and a Kehan to be Migalach HaMitzeiro? The Chiyuv is incumbent upon the Mitzeiro himself to have a Tiklachas realized over the Seo of his own group. So, whose chiyuv is it? Whose kiyum is it? It's the mitzeiras chiyuv. And it's the mitzeiras kiyum. It's the mitzeiras chiyuv and mitzeiras kiyum. But in the hechsher, I see it. Just like shchir zatzipe. So, the kiyum does it. But who's chiyuv? Who is mechuyuv to bring the tzipere? The mitzeire. So he has to bring to tzipere. So the same thing is true of the tiglachas. The chiyuv and the kiyum of the tiglachas, that's the mitzeres. But the hechsha, it can only be done by a kid. So the question is now, there is a loche, that echod amakiv, as far as the iser of Rizakiv Pasrej is concerned. So echod amakiv, echod amikiv. So if somebody cuts off the pious horosh of another Jew, so both are there, the nikiv and the makiv, the nikiv and the makiv. So how can we say here, the Gemara says, that the reason as to why the mitzire can shave off all the hair, including the peyes rosh, because the essay of Giluach is the ichel love of Lisakifu. But who is either the love of Lisakifu? Both. The mitzire is either the love of Lisakifu and the makiv, the migaleach, the kayan in this case, it happens to be a kayan. Who is Mikayim the Eser with Gilechas Kolsare? Not a kid. So Mimele, how could the Kiyum Oese by the Mitzere be Deiche, the Avera Salav, the Avera Salisa, by the kid? So the answer is, well, the Torah says here, with Gilechas Kolsare is Reishin Eskone. So here in the Torah tells us that there is a din of Eseh Deich Eleis Eseh, even in a case where the Eseh, where someone who is Eved Eleis Eseh is not Mikayim the Eseh. For example here, the Kayan is Eved Eleis Eseh, just as the Mizgaleach is Eved Eleis Eseh, but and he's not Mikayim the Eseh, so there is still Tchiyah. Some Mele Rashi explains it. So Hilkach Ilav the Rabbi Kro Hava Amina Loleikiv Alma Ashminon Kro the Ose Eseh V'Doch Aleisese Umoch and Afke Hilkach Itzri Choleo L'Meisach Erbol Yivn the Loiteime Ose Eseh the Yivn V'Doch Elav the Achisish. So herein we have, so that's why the Gemara in the Havamine wanted to say that on account of the Gzeras HaKosov that is mentioned in the Reishe, so we could say if there hadn't been a Gzeras HaKosov of Aleo, that Nachisisho should be Misyabemes. Why? Because the Gzeras HaKosov of Reishe tells us a general principle that Esei Deich Aleisese, any Aleisese, not only Aleisese Grede, but Aleisese Shirikores as well. But then there is another question, but by Yibm, so the only the Yobm is Mechuyev from the Esei of Yevome Yovi Aleo. He is Mekayim the Esei, but the Yevome is not Mechuyeves in that essay. So even though we have a general principle that essay is Deich Eleis Eseh, any Eleis Eseh, including Eleis Yevikores, but how can it have application to Achis Isho there, so that the Achis Isho herself is the very love, the Lach Yevikores, and the essay, she is not Yevikores in the essay. So Rashi points out, do we have the same problem in Reishe in Geluach Mitzera too? Because of there too. So the Leisese, everyone is Eva the Leisese, and who is Mikayim the Ese? Only the Mitzere, the Kein Am Galeach not. And still the Torah says Vigilach Eskolsari is Reishe, the Peis Rosh too. So we see that where it's the Leisese of one and of the other is done in one maise, as for example in the case of Giluach Mitzero or in the case of Yivm. So the same, the Beil and the Neveles, the Yovam and the Yevome, they are both Eveya, the Leisese in one maise. So since there is an essay by one, So it's deicha de loises of the eye. This is, so Rashi could not say that in connection with klein bitzitzes, because by klein bitzitzes we have no mokeya that the kiyum ese of one of the two parties that are involved in a certain maise. So is deicha de loises of the other part. So in Achaname, so then we could not use the Gzerzakosov of Klein Mitzitzes as a mokeya, that an Achisisho could be Misyabemes if there hadn't been a Gzerzakosov of Aleo. So in Achaname, but the Gemore, after the Gemore comes to the conclusion that the general principle that Esed Echaleisa say is deduced from Klein Mitzitzes, so the Gemore says, Ashkechon Dose Esed Echaleisa say Greide, Loise Esed Echaleisa say Ashkechon Nidoche. So Mimele, the Gemara didn't have to ask, so how do you know that there is Tchia even in the case of Yivim, where the Yish, the Yivome is a very large Yish Bekores, but she's not Mechuyeves Nese, because the Gemara has a better Kasha to ask. How do we know that there is Tchia and Yish Bekores altogether? Masha'in came, when the Gemara, when Rashi explained the Havamin of the Gemara, that the Yalfuse, the Tesed Echaleisa says from Reishe, so there Rashi spelled out. So in Reishe, we can learn out not only the Tesed Echaleisa say, but that there is Tchie, even in a case where the essay is incumbent upon one of the two parties that are involved in the same Aise, and not on there. All right. Al Mashminon Kho, the Ose Ese Vidoch Aleisa say, Umoch Nafke, Hilkach yitzrich oleo l'mei sarev l'yivn l'yiteime ose ese l'yivn vidoch elav d'achizish. Now, James, so the Gemara says ito l'mivrach mal lav d'akofe shechin lav shin shol v'chei v'noshi meinom b'lav d'akof v'ferikam l'didush teima b'lav d'achizish shechishem shechishem shehu muzer oleo kachi muzer es oleo v'chziv ha'nefosh es ha'izis shnei z'mash. So the Gemara says, "Ela asim iskon." The Tanya iskon about Talmud Leima, who should know Paskon with Aleich. She may am yafkeim mitzero came Talmud Leima. In other words, that the mitzero, he came mitzero, is not allowed to be mitaleiach. The peis has okay. Talmud Leima iskon. We mean in lav shem shol v'chayil, because that we already know from Reishei, because both Reishei and iskon yam yuter. Both that's a perfect. The Torah says, "Vigilach has called Sari." That includes everything, every seyah. So the in the union lav shin shabbechel, the union lav hashabbechel. Upaskonom, because chesiv tamli paskonom. The Rabbi zokin teim mitzeir odos. Ese v'deichel leises. V'aval gav da'ay nam lav shin shabbechel yafim nei. The choleises nam idoche. Dimin the union lav shin shabbechel dos ese v'idochele lav mreishi. The union le. We need a special posik that the love of Keani, and there is a special love of Giluach Pius Azokin Gabi Keani over and above the general love that is incumbent upon all Jews. So we need a special posik that there is Tchie on the love of Keani, because the Salah al Hamin is Shana love of the Keani, the Chmire, Sherim Makos Mitzes Rabbis, Akat el Arashel Vechayu Minol Nidoch. Also, the Gemara says, El Asim Reishi, the Achtan, the Tanya Reishi, Matam Leim, why did the Torah have to say Reishi? Reishi, Reishi, Emma, Atal, Yavar al Reishi. So by Nozir, there is a special love, that the Nosir is not allowed to be Migaleach, the Seor H. So the Shemei Amiach Mitzayre, the Nosir came. Suppose the Nosir happens to be a Mitzayre, and there is a Chiyuv of Giluach. So I could say that if the Mitzayre happens to be a Nosir as well, so he's not allowed to be Migaleach as Reishi. Talmud Leima Reishi. That if the Mitzayra happens to be in Nozir, he is still Mechuyev to Mgaliach Sareishi, because the Ese of Vigilach is called Sarei, is Deiche the Lav of Tal Yavar Reishi. Reishi, but Talmud Leima Reishi, Mitzir Namekoi, Talmud Leima Reishi, Almo Ese Ese, Vidoch Aleisese, ואף אגב לאף שנשאר בחיל הוא, אם אין עניין לאף שנשאר בחיל, זה נפל בסקוני, ואידוך תנת נעניין לאף שנשאר בחיל, מנוזיר. ונוזיר עשר אולי ססאי, כתלי אבר רשי, קודשי הגדו, עושה לגמורה, ופיו, סודי, לגמורה ופיו צדטו, איתו למפרח מלי, נוזר מצעיר עשר, יש משאי, ולתאי מוכה, הודי כאן לא נעשה לך אולי ססא ועשר, לימה מנוזיר. And by nozir, there is a lazy say and an essay. Because in addition to the love of Tal Yavar Reishi, so there is an essay of Kodeshiye Gadol Peras HaReishi. Elo minozir my time alone. I'm going on, so why don't we learn how to general aloche that essay deich a lazy say and essay? Diyitil mifrach shechen yesh ne bishayle. So only a lazy say and an essay she yesh ne bishayle, so it can be deich. Masheim kei. מה שאין כי אלא יססה ועשה שאין בשיילה סודר הנעשה איז נדיר כלא יססה ועשה הוכנה בעיקר למפרח שחייש לבשייל בנוזיר עשר לא יסה אם כתר לי המרש כלי יופר שאין בשייל מי של חוכב ויאת לי ולקח עשה ודוח אלו לאלו מקרוקן דקליים ביציצס, ודקאמרת לרבון עוד לאייטר לצמר ופישטים, מנולו דקלויים ביציצס שורה, דלו איסא אסא ודוח על איסא. So the Gemara says, no, it is mufne anyway, even not only according to the Torah of Rabbi Shmuel, that whenever the Torah mentions beget stam, so it means צמר ופישטים, even according to the Rabbon on, it's still mufne. Why? Leib הקרוציס, את אסלו עבדו, ומול ישמן לאפנה. אם כן דלאב לאפנו יהיה ליכת פציציס. So the Gemara has the kasha, how the shiur or the osim? No, because the Torah couldn't have employed the term tzitzis tassalo, but had to be employed the term dili. Why? Because the Torah wants to tell us the number of chutim that are required in tzitzis. So gdil shnai, because gdil means a twisted cord. You have to ask it dili pocket mishne chutim. How can you have a twisted cord if you don't have two chutim or chalapa? Now, but since it's mentioned Lashon Rabbi, so Gdilim, so in other words, it's two times two, so it's four. Gdilim Arbo. Gdilim Shnayim, Yesh Lassik Gdil Pachat Mishne Chutim, Gdilim Arbo, Chutim Dimiu, Gdilim Shnayim, Uchsid Nos Nautzis Sakon of Psir, Om Roteiro, Asei Mahanach Arba Chutim Gdilechot. In other words, so you take one chut and you wind it around the other chutim, so you make a gdil. So a gdil is something, the gdil is, when do you have a gdil? If you have a number of chutim that are united together, twisted together, or united together. So in other words, so you have, when you make the tzitzis, so you have shnei shlishim. You have a gdil, and then you have coming out four chutim here and four chutim here. So, נוסח צדקון את פסיל אומרתי רעשי מהנך הרבה החוטים גדיל אחר דהב לחס חוטים כי שתיך ומכנב הבגד ופסלה אם נסי יחי so in other words so then they hang out they suspend for חוטים הניסי here and here so שתיך ופסלה אם תהיה שיתפו עם פסילים שהוא יעשה כולי גדיל אלו קצז גדיל וקצז עונו so you have two thirds גדיל And you have one third gdil and two thirds you have honor. So the Gemara asks, "Vakatim boil kekiv shtich? Kitlei schibur kivachas? Shena schibur two switches is a schibur. Shetich et schibur achas machat. The schibur klayim beget zemor beget pishti yachad and schibur pocket pishti chtirfi. Lehoche kosev yardu vachi chapun yachad. Yo. So then the Gemara says, "In kei." ליכט ברחמון ליסיב סמו פישני יאוד אב שאַבנס לאמלי שמען לאף נוי וואקאַט מי בויל יא צי ישוע טוב ונוס סו רשס שיט ישוע טוב ונוס מינס דט בוט דט צמר אנד פישני האב טו בי מחובה טוגדר טו טוגדר דיי האב טו בי ישוע טוב ונוס ישוע נתיר לחיות שיע צמר ואפישטין מסוקן יחד אין מאג דיי האב טו בי הקלד אנד קום טוגדר ישוע אלושן חולו קום טוגדר שם smooth, so then the Gemara says, "Elo kulam mishapnes na." Dila afnuy lechud nichtav v'sil pesh klayim tzemor pishtim. Umidavik achmon and washen shapnes fresh biname ho. In other words, shua tovenus. All right. So the maskona of the Gemara is that the halachim of that essays the chalitzes say, so being according to Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, being according to Rabbanon of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, so he's learned out from Klein Bittis. Now, here the Gemara says at the end, Tafei, so the Gemara says that Italy Mifrach, that we cannot learn out from Reishi of Mitzir and Ozzy. Why? Because now in Ozzy Mitzir, Shech Yesh the Mishael. So the general principle is that in but the essay of Yilach Eskol Sarei is the essay of Tali Avraham Reishi plus the essay of Kodesh Yigadu Peres Reishi. So why is it Deiche Leisis an essay? Because it's yesh the mishaile. So that means that if it's a lav in the nese that is that are in the mishaile, so then an essay is not the chelis essay in the nese that is in the mishaile. But if the lav and the essay are yesh the mishaile, so then an essay can be deiche not only one elis essay grade, but even elis essay in the nese. This is what the Gemara says. Now, the Rambam. The Rambam in Perik Vov Milch be Perik Zayin Milch es Nizir es Alechet es Vov says as follows: V'chitzad u'muta b'tiklach as Mitzah Nozi Hashem Yitztar and Nozi Mitzir, so he's mechuyev to make a gelach Nozi Hashem Yitztar v'ilir po mitzoratoi b'seich yemei mizirus harei ze midaleach kol tzare sh'arei tiklachtei mitzvah saseh sh'nema b'mtzireo v'ikilach es kol tzare v'chol mokim sh'ato meitze mitzvah saseh v'loi saseh im yochel ikayim eshiyem mute v'im lav yoviyese v'yitres loi saseh yoviyese v'yitre loi saseh v'alei nozi yoshe gila b'min nizrei over alei saseh So the Rambam himself is the kasha. Now, what does the Gemara say here? How can that be reconciled with the general principle that ein ese deiche leise sevese? Because it's yesh nevishai. So ese deiche leise sevese. Sheyesh nebishayim. Ese is deiche leise seve ese sheyesh nebishayim. Vilomo deiche ese shel tiklachas hanegal in zires. So the Rambam appears to give another answer. Mipnei shekvo nitma hanozir bitzoras v'yimeichute yenei mulei k'moi shebi'al v'arei eini kodesh ben u'boti lo ese meilo v'loi v'loi nishar elo leise se shu'ta lo yaver al reishe ul fichoch bo ese shel tiklachas atzoras vidochais vidochais. So the Rambam gives another explanation as to why the ese of vidilachas kol sare is deiche de loise seve ese. So he says no, tu ein ese deiche loise seve ese, but here there is no ese, we are only faced with the loise se. And they said the reason. What's the essay? Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishe. So only a Nozir that is Kodesh is bound by the essay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres HaReishe. Masheinke, this Nozir is also a Mitzere. So Yimei Chalute is not in Mele. So he's not Kodesh. So Mimele, the essay doesn't apply to a Nozir Mitzere. So the only thing that is left is the Lois essay. So Mimele, the essay.
So he says,
So the Rambam doesn't mention the time of the Gemara. The Gemara says the reason is why. The Einozer Mitzere can be Migaleach, even though there is a Laban in Ese, because it's Yeshne Bishayle. And the Rambam says because there is no Ese by Einozer Mitzere. But the Gemara mentions another time, because it's Yeshne Bishayle, that means there is an Ese. So the Gemara is contrary to the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Einozer Mitzere is can be Migaleach, it's called Sarel. And even though in Ese Dichalei Sesev Ese, because there is no Ese by Noza Mitzere. He is not Kodesh anyway. Because Yimei Chalute is a Neili Leilim in Israel. But the Gemara says there is an Ese. But the Ese is Nitres. For another reason. Because it's Yeshne Bishai. That's the Raivetz. Kashi against Ram. Now there is a Teres by Rav Chaim. And this Ram. So, Reb Chaim says that the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Per Asar Eishen, he mentions another, in order to understand this, so we have to mention another Rambam, another Halacha in Rambam. Rambam in Perikei Melchis Nizires Haloche Yudalmet and Haloche Yidvei says as follows. Nozer Shegilach Sarah Achas Leike Ben Bital, Ben Bizu. The Haloche is, even though the Loshna Torah is Tal Yavar Reishei, but we Amar Bekol Amisirei. So Memele, even if he uses something other than Ital, so he's also either Mishai Malkis Ben Bital, Ben Bizu. Vihushi kotitso miikro kenta. Vihain in tolsha biyodi leiki. Echodam galach, vehadam izgaleach, shenema atal yaber aleishi. Viminiach minenu ki loki fresho ikre, ein leiki. Sheiv ze kenta. Hevir al reishi sam, shemeisir es asa, veisir es asa, ein leiki. Ele bitil mitzis asa, shenema agadeil per asa reishi. Suppose he uses a powder over his hair, so he's not Chayiv Malkis. But he's Eva Des. Why isn't he Chayiv Malkis? After all, we have a special Droshim. Eile ele ta'am, nai ele rabbi skola misur. Shenema ta'va li aber al reishi mikol mokim. So, as long as it's Kein Ta, now his Sam certainly is Kein Ta. So why shouldn't he be Chayiv? So Rav Chaim says that the reason as to why he's not Chayiv and his Sam, because when one uses a powder, and this is true even today, I mean, even with the strongest powder, so when you apply a powder on your hair, so you have to wait. You have to wait 20 minutes. I mean, you have to wait a certain time. And then, the sar is removed. So, Memele, the question arises, when will we be aware the love of Tal Yavar Reshi? True, Ta doesn't mean Davke Ta. The Rabbi Shkolam is here. But when you take, let's say, an electric shaver, or you take, let's say, any instrument, not itah, so you arrive at the lab of Tal Yavar Reishei at the time when you cut off the hair of the head. But when you apply sami powder, so at the moment you apply the sam, so then the hair isn't removed as yet. 20 minutes later, the hair is removed already. The hair is removed already. So, how can he behave at the love of Tal Yavar Reishei? The Torah only answers in the love Maisa Gevurach. But when you apply Sam, if you could remove the Seah, or Reish, the moment you apply the sum, the powder, and the hair, then you could be there. The love of Dali Abraham Reishin, the moment you apply the powder and the hair. But the Mitzias is not like that. That the moment you apply the powder, so no hair is removed. Only if 20 minutes later it's removed. And 20 minutes later you don't do anything. Sometimes when you take, let's say, something that is sharp, and you remove the powder, so then you also pluck out many hair. So in that case, you remove hair. But otherwise, let's say, so you don't remove any hair, so the hair is removed by itself if you let the powder stay for a long time. So Mimele, he cannot be able to love of Tal Yaver Al Reishe, because that love only implies an Iser against Maisigulach. But when you use a sum, there is no Maisigulach. Oh, so the question is, so why is it Osam in the Raise? The Rambam says, Hever al reishi sam she meisir as asa ve heisir as asa ein eleike elo bitel mitzis ase she ne Kodem Yishmiye Gadei Uperas HaReishe, that a Nozer is Mechuyev to keep the hair of his head, on his head, to keep it intact. And if a Nozer will do any act whereby, as a result, the hair will be removed, he'll also be Mevatel Des. So when someone applies a Sam on his hair, so it's only Igrome. It's only Igrome. So and Grome is not Osea in the as far as the love is concerned. So Grome is not included. Mashein came from the point of view of the Chiyuv Asei of Kodeshie Gadu Perasareche. So even Grome is included. In other words, because the Aveire is Bisheval Taise, he is Mechuyev to maintain the hair. And if he does any act whereby the hair is removed, even though it's al degrome, so Mimele is not maintaining the hair, so he's mevatel the esse. But the esse, that's why the Rambam says that by some is mevatel the esse. But Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peras HaReishe, Rav Chaim says, implies two things. First of all, it implies a chiyuv esse, and then it also implies a nisar esse, a lav habo mechlal esse. So Mimele, we have to resort to both times. The Gemara says that the reason is why a Nozer Mitzera can be Migaleach is because, why can a Nozer Mitzera be Migaleach? Because it's a Yesh Nebishai. It's a Yesh Nebishai. And the Rambam says the reason is why Nozer Mitzera can be Migaleach because the Mechalute is not Eilelim in Israel, so it's not Kodesh anyway. The answer is, there are two things implicit in the posik of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peras HaReishe. One is a chiyuv asei. Chiyuv asei, that he has to maintain his hair. And the chiyuv asei of maintaining his hair is based upon the Kedushas Nozer. Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peras HaReishe. Then there is also a nisar asei, a lav habo mechlal asei, that is implicit. Now, the nisar asei is not based upon the Kedusha. Even if the Nozir has no Kedusha, and even if it's not Elohim in Israel, so he's still bound by the Israel. Israel is just like the love. Just as the love is not based upon the Kedusha, whether it's Elohim in Israel or it's not Elohim in Israel, so he's able to love, so the Israel, the love of Bomchlase, is also applies, whether there is Kedusha, there is no Kedusha, so he's still Aveir. So he's still Eva the Israel. So Mimele, So memele, the Gemara, there is a halacha that ein ese deicha leisa sevesa. Ein ese deicha leisa sevesa. So that means, ein ese deicha leisa se ve ese chiyuvasei, and ein ese deicha leisa se ve isarase. Both. So in order to dispose of the problem presented by the isarase, so the Gemara says, and then, when do we say that in ese deicha leisa se? They are saying why? Because leisa se vasei is mochomo than leisa se kreide. Leisa se vasei is mochomo than leisa se kreide. So then we say that only leisa se vasei that inon bishayle. So a chomu cannot be nitche by an essay. But a leisa se vasei that is yesh de bishayle can be nitche by chiyu vasei. So b'meile the essay of Igilach is called the chiyu vasei, the mitzvah asei, the chiyu and the kiyu vasei of Igilach is called sarei is deiche the leisa se and the iser asei of kodesh yeh gadol peres hareish. Is it why? Because it's yesh nebishayle. Had it been any bishayle, so then the essay of Gilach has called Sarei couldn't be deiche the iser asei, because in essay deiche leiser asei. But then there is another aloche, and the another aloche that a chiyuv asei that a chiyuv asei cannot be nitche by another chiyuv asei, because mayu mehayese mehayese, and every time in Nozia is Migaleach Isarei, so besides the love of Tarli Avaraleche, besides the Isarasei of Gadu Pera Sareche, so he is also the Chiyuvasei of Kodeshie Gadu Pera Sareche. And every time that a Nozia complies with the Dinim of Nisires and he doesn't cut off his hair, so he's Mikaimen Asei. See, it is just as Gabi Shabbos. So if somebody is Michal Shabbos, so beside the love of the Sasek Melocho, he is either an Isarese of Tishbeis, and if somebody refrains from Meloche, so not only he isn't either a love and he isn't either an Isarese, but he is Mikayim and Asay. If one rests on Shabbos, he refrains from Lamites Meloches, so the Rambam says he is Mikayim and Asay. Just as a Jew is Mikayim and Asay when he puts on film. So when one refrains from Meloche, he is Mikayim and Asay. A Nozia who conforms to the dinim of Nizires is Mikayim and Asay of Kodesh Yeh Gadol Peres Hareishe. And if he is Migaleach the Seya, so besides the violation of the law and the violation of the law of Bomlich Lahasay, he is also Mivatel and Asay. So Mimele, we have to resort to both times. Insofar as the Iser Asay is concerned, so we have to resort to the Tam of Shechi Yesh Nebishayle. Because if Nizires had been a Nebishayle, suppose there wouldn't be any Hetachochet on Nizires. So then, a Nozer Mitzere couldn't be Migaleya the Sa. Why? Because the Eser of Gilech has called Sarei couldn't be Deicha the Iser Asay of Gadol Peres Hareish. It couldn't be Deich. But why is the essay of Gilech has called Sarei Deiche not only the love of Tal Yavar Al Reche, but the love of Bomechlal Ese of Gadol Peres Hareish as well? Because it's not as chomo as any other Leisa Sevasei. Any other Leisa Sevasei are even Bishayle. But this Leisa Sevasei are Yeshna Bishayle. So an essay, so the essay of Gilech has called Sarei can be Deiche not only the love of Tal Yavar Al Reche, but the love and the Yisra Asei of Gadol Peres Hareish. But then we are faced with another problem. True, that the Yisra Asei can be nitre by the essay, by the Chiyuv Asei of Vigilach Eskol Sarei. But a Nozir is also bound by Chiyuv Asei. Whenever a Nozir conforms to the Dinim of Nizires, he is Mikayim and Asei. And if he is Mikalei Adesar, so in other words, he doesn't maintain his Sei. So then he is Mivatle Chiyuv Asei. So how can the essay of Gilach Eskol Sarei be deiche the Chiyuv Asei of Kodesh Yeh? Mayum me dehai esse, mehai esse. So the Rambam says, the Techiuba say of Kodesh Yeh doesn't apply to Inozer Mitzayre, because only Inozer that has Dushe, but by Inozer Mitzayre, Yimichalute is not Eilin Limin Yisrei. So he's not Kodesh. If he's not Kodesh, so maybe the Techiuba say doesn't apply altogether. So this is what he says. They, Vali, Nozir Shegila Bimin Yisrei, over Alaysis, V'yese. So he doesn't put the Yisra say. The Yisra say is Nitche, because it's a Laysis say. So that's why it's Nitche. But there's another question besides the Yisra say that is incumbent upon Inozia. There is a Chiyuv Asay. There is a Chiyuv Asay. And in regard to a Chiyuv Asay, we cannot say it's a Nishon Bechel. So what? My woman, the highest and my essay. Chiyuv can be Deiche Yisra, but Chiyuv cannot be Deiche Chiyuv. Even if one Chiyuv is a Nishon Bechel, and is Shove Bechel, and one Chiyuv is not Shove Bechel, so one Chiyuv cannot be Deiche another Chiyuv. One second. So Mimele, so yes, the Kashe, Valinose Shekila bin Nisrei is over Alice Sevese, Shenema Kodesh Yeh, Gadol Peres Areche. So the Rambam's Kashe is not what the Gemore's Kashe. The Gemore, when the Gemore asks, Eluminozi, my time with Amelik Mishayesh Mishayle, the Gemore is concerned with the Yisrasei. So the reason is why the Ese can be Deiche, Elise Se and the Yisrasei together is because it's Yeshno Mishayle. But the Rambam is concerned here with another question. How can the Ese of Gilach Espolsare be Deiche, the Chiyuv Asei of Kodesh Yeh? So the Rambam gives the Teretz. Mipnei shekvonit mohanozir bitzoras, v'yimechlute inailin leit, mishibiyarnu, v'areine kodesh ben, u'bot lo Ese meilo. So why doesn't the Gemara mention that regarding this Asei? So the answer is, only the Chiyuv Asei, the Chiyuv and the Kiyuv Asei are contingent upon the Kedushe. And Nozer Mitzayre, in view of the fact that the Chiyuvute in Eilolei, so he's a Kodesh Bahem, so the Meile, the Chiyuv and the Kiyuv Asei do not apply to Nozer Mitzayre. But the Yisra Asei is like a love. Even though the Yisra Asei and the Chiyuv Asei are both implicit in the same Pasik, but there is a difference. So the Yisra Asei is treated like the love. So just as the love applies to a Nozer Mitzayre, so the Yisra Asei also applies to Nozer Mitzayre. Mashenkin, the Chiyuv and the Kiyuv Asei, that is based upon the Kedusha of the Nozer. So in view of the fact that the Nozer is a Mitzayre, and the Mechelute in Eilulei, so he is in a Kodesh Bahem, so maybe the Chiyuv and the Kiyuv do not apply to him. So since the Chiyuv and the Kiyuv do not apply to him, So Mimele, there is no Chiyuv Asei. So Mimele, we cannot say, Mayul Mehayese Mehayese. How can Chiyuv be Deiche Chiyuv? There is no Chiyuv Asei of Kodesh Yeh. But the other question is, how can an Ese be Deiche and Nisa Leisese and the Nisa Ese together? In Ese Deiche Leisese Vese. That's Chomu. So the answer is, no, this is not so Chomu. The Leisa and the Yisra Ese together, because it's in Yishav Bechel. So we have to resort to both times. Yes, what is it? Alright, that's a kashe, but that's not, but the kashe raised by the Raiver is a...
Second Shul in Yevamos, Tezayin Cheshvan, Heitav Shil Nam and Vav, October 21st, 1975.
The Shittas Rambam is very strange. Now we have two Mishnas in Klein. Someone closed the door. We have two Mishnahs in Klaim. One Mishnah in Klaim says Pirktes, Mishnah Gimel, Vilo Yilbash Klaim Afilo Al Gabi Asoro afil vidya v'samechas. So if one puts on klayim for the purpose of evading the tax, so it's also. That's Mishnah Beis. Then, Perek Tes Mishnah Hei says, Mechik sus mechik it arkon, o vilvacho yisavno v'chamo b'nei achamo, o v'kshomin b'nei achshom. So the Rash and the Rosh, they both say that the two Mishnahs are inconsistent with each other. So in other words, Mishneh Hei accords with Rav Shimon. The Dorashim Mischavim is Muter. Whereas Mishneh Beis represents the view of Rav Yehuda. Dorashim Mischavim is us. And there is a Gemara in Bava Kama which lends itself to its mashma like that. But the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, so mainly he's expected to pass in both cases that it's Muter. Not only mechik sus mechik darkon, that one is allowed to believe his crime in order to be mavriach the mechitz, but the Rambam mentions both missions. So in Perek Yud Milchas Klayim Halachat Zayin, he says teifchik sus teifchim kidarkon uvilvad shel yischavno bechamo pnei achamo uvikshomim pnei achshom. That's Mishneh. That's Mishneh Hey. And then, so he's expected to pass in regard to Meches also that it's Muta. But he passes Mishneh Beis in Alochi Yitches. Lo yil bashodom klayim are v'afilu al gabi asor kodim she'in imaneyu klum v'afilu l'abriach et ha-Meches v'im lo bashkein leik. So he says, but you must have been quiet, are, but you all got the assault got him, shame man, hey, you clue, but you will have real summer, the more much killing. So it's a cash. So because if Mishne says, Nalochi says, Mishne Shom, because for Rash Vyorosh, the Sova Haitani, the Dorish in Mishrav Moser, who Polaka must listen to Mechik sees, Ksus Mechik it out. Now it's Mishne Beis, it's Chilik. And Mishneh Hei, because Mishneh Hei according with Rav Shimon, and Mishneh Beis according with Rav Yehuda. The Rabbin poskol ozu velozu v'nire. So the case of Mishneh says, she'taymei mishum disvirei, da'afilo Rav Shimon meide behov, dechiv she'ulei v'shmamesh, harei obar alesil v'shatnes, avol meich eksus v'teiv eksus, she'ulei v'shmamesh, elo ma'olim aleyen, muter imeinu mischav. ועל פי זה ישיישב מה שפוסק לעשה הליך חלויות החפול ושחלויים שהם קשורים יחד וקרי חלויות דהה וכמלוש ואף אגב לפרק הגיזל וסרי קומה ההי מסניס מלאי בשל מוראים אפילו אגב לבשור אפילו אביר את המחס מסניס מגלוי רבקיבה איתן יאושה לאביר את המחס רבשים נעימה משם רבקיבה מותה לאביר את המחס Bishlim in klayim b'hot liget. Marso v'adoshin mischav muter. So Rabbatiu, who marso v'Rabbatiu holds that doshin mischav mosa. Elo l'avriach es ha-meches mi shorem. So in other words, if Rabbatiu holds that who says mut l'avriach es ha-meches, he holds doshin mischav mizmuter. And the Mishnah says, lo yimot v'ashorim klayim to karaso avriach ha-meches, holds doshin mischav mizosa. אלו להבריח את המחס משור, so יש להתחס, אולי מה בסוף הרבינו, לפעי גמור מחוסר לחלק כמו שחלקתי, מדרך לבישה לדרך לבישה, ולא כדרך צורת, אולי מה בשם מסחם פלוגי, תלוי, ואף גם לא פשוט נמצא להבריח את נגד, וחוש מאחד הוא לא עושה להקשוי, להבריח את המחס משור, ושאף לדום לתוך בכך, שאולי סיסטם מסתס מהו. So he says, when גמור says, that this tane holds, לא שמסחם לי זה עושה, That was with the three Baalim, but the Alim and the Emes. So this Mishnah can accord even with Rav Shimon. Dov Hashem Mischav is Muter. But when is Dov Hashem Mischav Muter? When is Dov Hashem Mischav Muter? That is when is that Muter only by Haloi, but by the vision. So the case of Mishnah, according to the case of Mishnah, the Rambam distinguishes between Haloi and Levish. In other words, flying the Torah asset even without Levish. Levish means when you put it on. Let's say you wear a jacket, you wear a coat,
or they offend that is fine. That's Ladish. Haloya means, let's say, you take a blanket or a sheet that is fine and you spread over yourself. Or you take, let's say, you take a jacket and you put it over the shoulders. You put it over the shoulders. Or you wrap yourself up in a sheet of cloth. So in a haname, if the practice of the Medina is, let's say, like the Muslims or the Indians, you know, they wrap themselves up in a sheet, so then it's levisha mamish. Then it's levisha mamish, because whether something is derech levisha or not depends upon the practice of people. It all depends how people wear a certain bedding. There are certain, now let's say women wear a shawl. So for women it's derech levisha. But men don't wear a shawl. So for men it will be derech haloyeh, not derech levisha. So I mean, the custom and the fashion of people is important. In other words, if according to the fashion and the practice of people, that's the way the people in a certain place wear it. Some in Mele, it's considered a tradition. But, let's say today, I mean, no one here, let's say, dresses himself up in a sheet. I mean, did you ever see a person, dressing himself up in a sheet? Just to wrap himself up in a sheet, so mainly it's not levisha, but aloy it is. So it will be awesome in the eyes. Or when you spread a blanket over yourself, you sit down, it's cold, so you put a blanket over your feet in order to keep warm. That's not levisha. Usually you won't wear it that way, but only when you feel cold, you put it on your feet. So that is called derech haloy. So the Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, so if it's levisha mamish, so then even without haloy it's off. But if it's derech haloy, even without haloy, but if it's not levisha, it's derech haloy, so then it's also only if there is no haloy enough. So the Mele, since the Rambam passes like Rashi and the Mishnah is muter. So when it's derech haloye, even though there is haloye, but it's not mischavim for haloye, so it's mutter. So mechik sus, mechik kedarkon, so that means he doesn't put it on the jacket. Let's say he puts it on the shoulder in order to show the size. He doesn't put his arms into the sleeves of the jacket. Then it would be derech levisha. To do that, according to the Rambam, in order to point out the size, let's say the mechik wants to point out the size of a certain jacket. And the melee, he puts it down the regular way, he puts his arms into the sleeves of the jacket, then it's also, because of course, levisha is also even without anoy. That's the case of Mishnah's Pshat and Rambam. But suppose he just puts the jacket on his shoulders without putting the arms in the sleeves, so then it's there, haloy. If the practice of people, the universal practice of people would be that they wear jackets like that, so then that would be the levisha too. But the point is, it's not the practice of people to wear a jacket that way. I mean, who wears a jacket that way? Sometimes you see in the summertime, a person will wear a jacket that way if it's very hot. But usually, I mean, a person doesn't wear a jacket that way. So when he wears a jacket, so his arms are pushed into the sleeves. So the melee, the Kesmishne says that when the Rambam says, it means he puts it on the haloya. Let's say he puts it on his shoulders and not the levisha. So then even though he has haloya, because it keeps him warm, it's more comfortable. But since he doesn't wear it derech levisha, but derech haloya, and even though he has haloya, but he's not mischam to that haloya, it's muta. Masha'in kein, where it's levisha mamesh. Lo yil bishodom, klayim, afil gabasot, godim, afil afliyas ha-meches. So there it has reference to the case where he puts it on derech levisha mamesh. But he's not mischavte vanoye, or the levisha, he's mischavting to evade the tax. So memele it's off. Now what's the pshat in this case? This the case of Mishnah Pshat Meram. The Mishnah Pshat Meram. Now, so the Vesalevi explains it as follows. In other words, the question is, now that I mentioned before, now there is an element of haloy. Let's say according to the other Rishayim, that there is an element of Anoye, an element of Anoye is necessary in Revisha Manish. But what is the essence of the Issa? Is the essence of the, because the essence of the Issa consists in the Levishe, but if there is no Hanoi involved, so then it's not Levishe. After all, there's a difference between Levishe. Let's say, suppose someone, let's say, throws Godi on top of a person. Can you say that he is always on Godi? Just Godi are just piled up on him. So Mimele, if there is no Hanoi, it's not considered lovush. he's just covered up by number of God. That doesn't mean that he's lovush. That he's lovush. Let's say suppose you have a ball, you carry a beam, and you put the beam, just on your head. So does that mean you are lovush in the beam or the lack of wood just because it's on top of your head? So if there is an element of Hanoye, then it comes in a Levishe. If there is no Hanoye, so you just have a bunch of godim, of garments, covering the body. But that's not Levishe. So the Hanoye, the essence of the Isra, consists of the Levishe. But if there is no Hanoye, is it night? If there is no Hanoye, then it's not Levishe. Or the essence of the Isra consists in Hanoye. So we saw that according to the Ram, in Birkid and Roshe, he says that we don't apply the law of psikreishe regarding lying, because in Isura Anoye there is no din of psikreishe. So we see that the essence of the Isa consists in Anoye's Levishe, not Levishe. According now, but we have to say that according to the Rat, according to the Oroch, so the essence of the Isa consists in the Levishe. And the fact that it has to be the Rahimum is only at night. Now, according to the Oruch, we have to say that there is no such requirement of Anoye. Because one of the highest of the Oruch, that Psychreishe Duriyach Pesle is Muter, is that Mishnah. That Mishnah in Klayim Perek Tes. That says, Mishnah Beis, Klayim Perek Tes Mishnah Hei, that Mechik Sus Mechim Kedar, Mechim Kedar, why? It's Govashin Mishchah, but it's a Psychreishe. So Teisves in Shabbos Daf Chavtes raises that question, is it Psikreishe? Meir Rav Shim Psikreishe? So Teisves in Shabbos Daf Chavtes gives the Teret that this mission of Mechik Sus, Mechik Gidakon, Tes Mishnehen, has reference to the case where there is no Psikreishe. Let's say it's moderate weather, and he doesn't know whether as a result of the coat that he puts on, the Mechik Sus, you'll be more comfortable or not more comfortable. He doesn't know. So there is no psychreishe. This is what it is. But Eloch Haname, according to Teisves, if there is a psychreishe, it's us. Let's say, according to Teisves, you're not allowed to try on a beged if you don't know, if you're not sure whether it is flying or not. Even though you're not mishamter on the way, you are just trying it on, to see whether it fits you, according to Teisves. But here it's certainly a psychreishe. Because, usually, when you buy a beged in the store, so the store is air conditioned, so maybe it's cool. So if you put on an extra beged, so you are more comfortable. You feel more comfortable. So maybe it's a psychreishe. So in the case where it's a psychreishe, according to Teisves, it's awesome. All right, that's the issue. But the answer is no. That this aloche of mechik sus mechik gedarko applies even to a case of psychreishe. Because Isur Anoye Psikreishe is considered in the Mishkan. According to the Ram, you are allowed to try on a beged. You don't know whether it wasn't checked for Shabbos. You are allowed, because you are not Mishkan, to have Anoye. And even though it's a Psikreishe, that you will have Anoye. So, but still it is mut. Now, the Oruch also has the Kashi. Why does the Mishnah say Mechik Sus, Mechin Kedarko, or Vachel Mishavim, but it's a Psikreishe? So the Oruch says, from this Mishnah we can deduce that the Oruch's Chiddush, the Psikreishe lo yichpes lo yismut alechatchel. So just as it is mutar according to the Oruch, to wash your hands over the grass, in the grounds of somebody else, not his own, because he doesn't care whether it will conduce better growth of the grass or not. Yet on his own grounds he's not allowed, because as a result of pouring the water on the grass, so if there will be better growth, there will be an improvement in the growth of the grass. He's not misgiving to improve the growth of the grass, but it's a secretion, it's nirale. He's nene from the fact that his grass will grow better. Mashainke, if you happen to be on the grounds of somebody else, so he doesn't care, or public grounds, so he doesn't care whether the growth of the grass will be promoted or not. So it's a special mutter. So he says here too, Mechiksus is making it alcohol, because he's not mischaving. He's not mischaving to feel warm. He's not mischaving to feel warm. He's only mischaving to point out the signs, to see whether it's the right signs. So Mimele, it's a Dosh mischaving, but it's a situation. He certainly will feel warmer with that coat on him. So it's a situation Now, so we have to say, according to the law, we have to say that even though the Gemara says here, so that means there's an element of anoye, but according to the Oruch, it's lavdark an element of anoye. It's a aloche of derechimo, not the derech anoye. Because if according to the Oruch, so there is a tnai in crying that it has to be derech anoye, and when there is no anoye, there is no isaklayim. So how can the Oruch explain the Mishnah of Mechitzus Mechikidavon, which accords with Rav Shimon, who said Torah Shemishchav Mishmuta, on the basis of the principle of Sikreshel Yechpeslei? What does Sikreshel Yechpeslei mean? That he's not nene from the Sikreshel, from the Isa, from the Maisa Isa, from the Pulas Isa, he's not nene. Let's say, when he washes his hands over the grass that is in somebody else's grounds, or in public grounds. So Mimele, the grass is promoted, the growth of the grass is promoted thereby, but he's not there because he doesn't derive any benefit. But when is it considered secretion in Nichalei? When he is nene, let's say when he washes his hands over the grass in his own grounds, so he is nene, he derives the benefit from the fact that the growth of the grass is promoted there. So secretion the loyich pesley by definition means he's not nene from the secretion. So how can the Oruch explain the Mishnah of Mechiksus Mechikidavon on the basis of Sikreshel Yechpeslei? He's not nene. If he's not nene, so why only according, what it means not nene? Let's say July, it's 100 degrees temperature, and he, the Mechiksus, puts on an extra coat of flying to point out the size. So he's not nene from the, as a matter of fact, he has a lot of discomfort, of pain. So that's why it's muta, but it's muta only according to Rav Shimon, because Dovashim is chavei muta, but according to Rav Yude, it's osa. Why should it be osa according to Rav Yude? He has no anoye, so even according to Rav Yude, it should be muta. It should be muta. And here it's only muta according to Rav Shimon. So we have to say that, so what do we say? That it's osa according to Rav Yude because he has anoye. It's not 100 degrees temperature. It's 50 degree temperature, so when he puts on a coat of wine, he's more comfortable. He has anoy. If he has anoy, so how can you call it secretion liyachbaslay? Secretion liyachbaslay by definition means he's not nene from the secretion. But if he has anoy, so he is nene. So we have to say, I discussed it last year in Pesachim, that according to the Oruch, it's not a din of derech anoy, but it's a aloche of derechim. There is a difference between derech anoy and derechim. Let's say if somebody puts on a fur coat in July, so it's not derech anoye, but it's certainly derech chimo. He feels a lot warmer with the megan. So mele, according to the Oruch, it's not a aloche of derech anoye, but it's a aloche of derech chimo. So even though the Gemara uses the Rosh in Dumye, the Ovishim is the anoye. Because Achmon says, Dumye is the anoye. Because usually, when it's chimo, so it's anoye. But the important thing is not annoyed. The important thing is not annoyed. The important thing is derachim. The important thing is derachim. So even without annoyed, So in Meile, the Oruch applies the Mishnah of Michik to Smichik Darko to a case, let's say, where it's July, let's say, and he puts on a coat. So he has no Anoe. But it's Derechimum, and the essence of the Isa consists, and the Isa consists in Levisha Derechimum. So it should be, it's a contribute, it's also, but, because it is Derechimum, but according, even though he's not mischavin to be mechamin, he's mischavin to evade the tax, not that he should feel warmer in the cold. But the Rosh Mischavin is also, according to Rav Shimon, it's muta. Now, so that, we have to say, that according to Rav Shimon, the prerequisite does not consist in Derech Hanoye, but it consists in Derech Chimum. But, according to Derech Chimum, so in other words, so we have to say, according to Oruch, that the essence of the Isa consists in the Maisa Levisha. But if it's not Derech Chimum, so then it's not Levisha. Levisha, by definition, consists in being Mechamim. If the Levisha, if it's not Mechamim, it's not Levisha. If it's not Mechamim, it's not Levisha. So in other words, so we have to, so according to the Ram, we have to say that the essence of the Isa consists in Hanoes Levisha. Mimele, the Ram applies the general principle that of Hanoya Bolot and Balkochei, the being mischavin, those situations, like the Hanoya of enjoying the fragrance of the Kteiras of Abedizor. So we don't say psikreche, so if somebody, let's say, walks on the street and there are some pagans, I mean, are makhtir Kteiras of Abedizor, and he necessarily enjoys the fragrance, he can't help it. He'll necessarily enjoy the fragrance of the Kteiras of Abedizor. So it's muta because he's not mischavin to enjoy it. But he enjoys it anyway, even though it's a tzikreche, so it's good. So climb also is a misranoye. So the essence of Isa consists in anoyes revision, not in revision. But according to the Oruch, so the essence of Isa consists in revision. But the rechimum is at night. The rechimum is at night. So in Mele, we have to say, according to the Rambam, we also have to say that according to the Rambam, at one point the Rambam will differ from the Oruch. Because according to the Oruch, so the Tnai does not consist in Anoye, the Tnai consists in the Rechimu. According to the Rambam, the Tnai consists in the Anoye. But the essence of the Iser, according to the Rambam, according to the case of Mishnes, Pshat in the Rambam, consists not in the Anoye, it consists in the Levishim. But the Anoye is a Tnai, just as according to the Oruch. The essence of the Isa consists in the Levisha, and the Derechimum is the Tnai, so according to the Rambam, the essence of the Isa consists in the Levisha, and the Hanoi is the Tnai. The Hanoi is the Tnai. But the Isa consists in the Levisha. So Mimele, because the Mishnah says, when is Hanoi a Tnai in Levisha if it's the Hanoi? So then, if there is Anoye, so Anoye is also Levish. Let's say, if you wrap yourself up in a sheet, and you have Anoye, so that's also Levish. If you don't have Anoye, so it's just like wrapping himself up in with wood. So I mean, is that Levish? It's not Levish. But if there is Anoye, then Anoye too is considered Levish. Let's say if a man will put his shawl of Klai on his shoulders, for a woman it's Levish Mamish because that's the fashion. But if a man will put his shawl of Klai on his shoulders, and if he has Anoye from it, it keeps him warm, without that he'll be very cold, so then it's Levish. But if he doesn't have Anoye, let's say July, he gives him pain, and he puts his shawl on his shoulders, it's not Levish. It's not religious. It's just like putting a number of books on his shoulders. So could you say that he's lovishing books? So in the same way, you cannot say he's lovishing the shoulders. So in other words, so this is the case of Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that the essence of the Isa consists in the Ma'is Levish. So maybe if it's Levish Mamish, yes, I know you. No, I know you. Levish is Levish. Levish is Levish. But Haloye, so through the Torah spells out Haloye Zosea, who beget kilayim shatnes liyalo lechol. Why? Because
Herein, the Torah declares that a lawyer that has a noy is also levish. But, so, but the Issa does not consist in the noy. The noy is a lawyer. The Issa consists in levish. But a lawyer that involves an element of a noy is levish. A lawyer that does not involve the element of a noy is not levish. Is not levish. This is the case of Mishneh Pshat Miram. Now, last year when we learned in Yeshiva Psochim, so then I discussed, I said, I mentioned the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Beit Tafon Ches, how we do it, Milmato Remailo Oseh. So in other words, to lay out logs of wood from the bottom to the top, because why it's not a convenient. It's not convenient. But Milmato Remailo, if he, let's say, he puts a lot of wood on top and holds it in his hand, then he puts another one, then he puts another one until he reaches the ground. So that's not the opinion. So then it is muta. Then it's muta. So Rashi says that the who says this member? Rav Yudeh. Rav Yudeh says this member. So Rav Yudeh, since Rav Yudeh says this member, so and the, because Rav Yudeh Ishitose, who passed in Simpele Kiro, like Rav Yudeh Tam, the Dorashim is Rav Mizosa. But we that will pass in like Rav Shimon, the Dorashim is Rav, is Muter, so it will be Muter, even no matter my law, because it's not Mishav. Tesis is Chelet. So Tesis says, that's not in Mishav, that's Mishav Mamesh. So the Bishalevi said that the Machlek is between Rashi and Tesis, and Tesis, that one of Ches, is on the question, what does it mean Dorashim is Mishav? So according to Tosfos, Dorashim Mishav means if he's not mishaving then to do the ma'aseh that constitutes the Issa. But if he's mishaving to do the ma'aseh that constitutes the Issa, even though he's not mishaving to the tzuras of Issa, so he's considered mishaving. So mele, when a person lays out the logs of wood or the eggs on the floor from the bottom to the top, so he's mishaving what is the ma'aseh that constitutes the Issa, the laying out in a certain way, but he's not mishaving to the tzuras of Yisrael, he's not mishaving that this pile of logs of wood or of eggs should be merza kibinyan. So in other words, he's not mishaving to the tzuras of Yisrael, but he's mishaving to do the mitzvah that results in the Yisrael, even though he's not mishaving to the result, to the tzuras. So it's considered mishaving, whereas Rashi holds, no. Even if he's mishaving to the mindset that constitutes the Yitzhak. But as long as not mishaving to the Tzuras Yitzhak, to the result, that's the Yitzhak. Now, we said last time that actually Rashi agrees with all these faces. But only there, Rashi says that it's considered in mishaving. Because there, the whole Yitzhak is in the Rabbanon because of Merzek Binyan. So, mainly the Merzek Binyan is the essence of Yitzhak. So even though he was mishaving to lay out the logs of wood in a certain way, to lay out the eggs in a certain way, but he was not mishaving that it should be an edifice, to do something that it should look like an edifice, and see if the essence of Isa consists in doing something that is merely convenient, so mainly as mishaving to the merely convenient, and he's not mishaving. But actually, generally speaking, the Rashi would agree along this opinion. So this is what we said in connection with Rashi in order to answer the Kashi of the Ramban against Rashi. Now, then, but in regard to the Shittes Rambam, that according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, because there are other Shittes in the Rambam, but according to the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Rambam, that Hanoi is only required in Haloi, but in Levishe, Haloi is not required. So the Shittes Rambam is that the Maiseh Yisa, the essence of the Yisa consists of the Levishe. So the male Levishe Mamesh, it's Levishe without the element of Hanoi. But by Haloi, so in order that a lawyer should constitute Levishe, only if there's an element of Hanoi. If there's no element of Hanoi now. So that means that the Hanoi in Haloi is only Itnai. So if it's only Itnai, it's still, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says in Klai, Meichik Suz, Meichim Kidarkon, Uvachal Yishavnu. So is there a Haloi? But he is mishaving to do the Maise that constitutes the Isha. In other words, what is the ma'aseh that comes in Yisrael? The pulling of the jacket on his shoulders, without pushing his arms into the sleeves. So that's the ma'aseh. And it has annoyed because it's moderate temperature, and as a result of that jacket that he puts on the shoulders, he feels more comfortable. So mainly that night, that element is present. Some measure according to the longness of days says that wherever a person is mishaving to do the maise that constitutes the isa, even though he's not mishaving to the tnai, to the tzura se isa, it's considered mishaving. So meichik sus, according to the longness of days, should be considered mishav mamesh. But the Rambam paskens that it's muter, because it's not mishaving. So obviously, so that's what I said last year in Psochim, I learned Psochim, that Tzugye, that Chofei, that apparently that the Rambam Shita is like the longest of Rashi, the way the Misalevi explains the longest of Rashi. That word, that even where one is mishaving to do the Maise that comes into the Isa, but if it's not mishaving to the Tzura Sa'isa, so to the result, so it's considered mishaving. And it seems Hanoye is a Tnai, is a necessary prerequisite in the Avere, because without that it wouldn't be Levishe. So true, the Avere consists in the Levishe, but it's a necessary Tnai, so Mimele, he has to be Mishamtev Hanoye. And by Mechik Sus, he's not Mishamtev Hanoye, even though he's Mishamtev to do the Maise that constitutes the Isa. So it's considered a Mishamtev. Now, so then we raise the question, so then Rambam should agree with Rashi Shita in Beit. In Rashi Shita in Beit, Rashi says that the Gemara of Rav Yudah, the member of Rav Yudah, that would like one person Beit. How you do it? No matter my loser is only a little bit of Rav Yudah. Doveshim is Chav Mizos, but a little bit of Rav Shimon, who says Doveshim is Chav Mizmuter, so we do it in Zmuter, no matter my loser. Now the Rambam passes like Rav Shimon, so the Rambam should pass in the Chesion Teh. That midurte no matter my law is muter, and the Rambam paskens no chesionte, that midurte no matter my law is osa. So he agrees with Tesis. So at that time I said just the opposite of what I'm saying now, and what I said last time in connection with Rashi. I said, but there is no stira because that I said in connection with the Shita of Rambam, alibe the pshat of the mission. So I said that in the Rambam agrees with the longest of Rashi. The Rambam agrees with the longest of Rashi. That wherever there is a certain tnai, a prerequisite in a certain maisavere, even if he was mishaving to do the maise, that constitutes the maisavere, but as long as he was not mishaving to the tzurah, he said, or to the tnai, so then it's still considered in mishaving. So then the question arises, so why does he pass through the member of Rav Yudah? How he do it in the matter of my law, sir? But he is not mishaving to the teacher.